Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to episode 21, season 2 of the Sneaker Podcast. I'm Mike D, alongside my brother from another mother, Christopher Chu. What up, Chris?
Yo!
We also got Clarell in the house. What up, Clo?
What's up, guys?
And our boy, your boy too, Alex. What up, Alex?
Hey, guys, it's your boy.
Cherry's missing this week, but hopefully she'll be back sooner than later next
she
week.
Yeah.
We'll see. And guys, I want to give a big congratulations to all of us. It's official. We've been doing this for 1 year.
Is it?
Yeah. We've been doing this for 1 year. What's that?
1 year without me? 1 year for the first episode?
Oh, okay. I see how it is.
1 year as a bot.
Okay, so.
You were there, man.
No, yes, in spirit.
Yeah,
for sure. It's been 1 year.
Guys, 1 year.
Wham.
We've been killing it for a year.
Nice.
No rest for the wicked, right?
Beautiful.
So, I'm glad I've been doing this for a year with you guys.
I'm also really, really glad this is a part of my life.
Yeah,
I have to say
it really has.
It's been a long journey, but tons of really cool conversations,
experiences,
cool stuff happened, events,
night at the arcade.
Off air, we had the sneaker convention.
Yes.
Soul Exchange.
Soul Exchange.
My name is like Canada, Sneaker Exchange. Yeah. No, Soul Exchange, because I'm thinking about my Adidas stuff too much. Yeah. Tons of great episodes.
Yeah, really good episodes.
Cool guests.
Very cool guests.
Nice shoes dropped.
A lot of downloads.
Lots
of cool comments. We met some good people down the line.
Oh, yeah. We did meet some good people.
Do you guys remember when we first launched, I think the first few episodes, we looked at the people that were following us at the time, and it was like, less than 10. And I think, Alex, you said, yo, guys, are you worried about how many followers we have right now?
Oh, followers on Podbean.
On Podbean, yes.
On Podbean,
sorry.
Yeah.
But it's kind of crazy where we've come. We're well over that now.
Yeah.
Well over that.
You know what I like about this? I think I mentioned it before. It's we produce this thing. Mike, you edit this thing. Mm-hmm. And then you post this thing. And then we share this thing. And then you kind of see some numbers, but you don't actually know who listens to it.
Yeah.
Who gets touched by it or whatever. And then it kind of just ends there, you know?
It kind of snowballs.
Yeah, but you at the same time, you don't necessarily know where your voice goes.
Totally.
Up until like someone comments or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the thing. I think it's a... It's really cool. Unless we create some sort of waves, sometimes you don't really know like who actually listens to this.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think that's what's cool. You know, like we create some random waves everywhere in the world. Like we've had some people listening from like Russia, Brazil, Australia,
Philippines,
UK, US, London, Ontario,
shout out to
Moncton,
London.
Like stuff. Yo, we've had some people listening from everywhere.
Yeah.
And this first year has been amazing. What do you guys think? Do you guys think we can make it until next year?
Yeah, and beyond. Sure. And beyond.
Like one full year.
It might be shitty episodes, but we'll make it.
We'll get there. But guys, what do we wear on feet today? Let's start with that. Clo, I'm looking at you, my dude.
I wore some ASICS Gel Light 5 collab with Monkey Time.
Ooh, I love that silhouette, man. Loving that silhouette.
Yeah.
Very cool. Clean shoe,
super
man.
Super clean.
I remember looking at the beauty shots of that, and we were like, oh, we got to get that.
Yeah.
Monkey Time. Because the color blocking on it is so good.
Lights and shadows.
Yeah.
It's such a... It's a good shoe.
It's very nice.
So simple.
And the name, like, I know it's like... Yep. Monkey Time just sounds good, yo. So
it rolls really off the tongue. Nice.
I'm glad you got it, so I can stop hunting for it. I know you pulled that mood on me before. Like, I can stop hunting, yo. Now I don't have to hunt for Monkey Time. But did you get the sand colorway?
No. I'm hunting it.
You're hunting for it, yeah. Right? Very nice.
Very nice.
There's that back. One. It's going to be either that one or the clot. I think the clot has a sound one. No, not the clot. Sorry. It's the collab with...
Offspring?
No.
Sabotage?
Sabotage. I think there's a sand sabotage.
ASICS?
Yeah.
No. It's the only one. It's the one that I have. It's like brownish, beigeish with some of the camo going on under underlay.
I thought there was two of them.
No.
It was a clot.
I would have hunted the... if there was another one, I would have hunted it.
No, the clot. I think there's a lilac and then there's a tan one. Tan is so money.
Yeah. Tan is good. Anything remember, this week, I sent Chloe a screenshot of a Jordan 1 tan.
Fachetta.
Yeah. Someone took like a crazy shot of it. I was looking at it on, I think it was Unloved, Mr. Unloved Ones, or maybe that Jordan 1 dope. Club.
Yeah.
So good. Like you could almost taste the leather.
The quality is so good.
Yeah, but then... Little did I know you've been hunting it consistently.
I'm hunting a lot now.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
Just there's well, nothing popping up.
I was over at Close yesterday evening and I saw like what's to be moved.
It's a shitload.
Yeah, there's a shitload of stuff to be moved. I found out more about ASICS sizing.
Okay.
And I realized that Adidas is not the only ones that has some figuring out to do with some of the styles.
Really?
Yeah, because like, so I was looking at some boxes and it was like 8.5, and then some other boxes were 7.5, and some others were 8. I'm like, bro, what the fuck?
Yeah, so I broke it down to Alex. So the Gel Light Saga?
Yes.
The Saga is made really big. So then true. I go in a 7.5.
Okay.
The Gel Light 3 has to be an 8.5. Because it's really, really tight.
Because it's a split ton.
And the Gel Light 5, I could go between an 8.5 or an 8.
True.
Yeah.
Mm. So same thing for me. Saga fits big, but I go 10. All my ASICs are 10, which is my half size up.
Mm-hmm.
Saga, Gel Light 3, like, yeah, it's well padded.
Snug, super snug.
And like that split tongue, unless you want the split tongue like wide open, if you go, you go true to size. But if not, I think most people that I know go a bit bigger.
Yeah.
And Gel Light 5, yeah, I can go true to size.
Or
but it's
one,
snugger.
Or one up. Because it's half, sock.
Yeah. It's like a sock liner.
The Gel Light 3.
Yes.
Is it a silhouette that came out a couple of years ago?
Many years ago.
Are we talking like a decade or like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
At least. Okay, but did they have like a wave of like reissues or stuff like that, or it's an ongoing style?
It is an ongoing style.
Okay, because a couple years ago, I remember ASICS did a promo with some B-boys in the UK where they gave like ASICS Gel Light 3 to tons of B-boys in UK, and they had like an actual event where they held like a breakdance competition. And the promo video that they made for that was so sick because every B-boy were breaking in.
Approximately what year do you remember?
No, not at all. But it was so crazy because like I remember like sending the link of the video to my boys. I can't remember like how... It's after I started breaking because I was big into breaking. I was already into runners.
More than...
Less than five.
Less than five. Okay.
Five or less.
Okay. So in 2011, they started doing collabs with Ronnie Feig.
Okay.
Right? He started pushing out some ASICs, and I think many people attribute the resurgence of lifestyle ASICs to Ronnie Feig.
Okay.
Because he made, at first, they were releasing for a 125.
Wow.
Yeah. And
US?
Yes.
Well, it's decent.
But this was back when...
Dollar was like...
Yeah, it was
one.
Like
yeah,
par so almost. Good. And if anyone remembers, they were sold through David Z. And this eventually... those shoes that were released back then, there's like really like Ultramarine. The Ultramarine is a Saga. But the mint, July 3 mint, the Cove, July 3 Cove, Alex, you have to see what this thing looks like.
But I mean, I was going through his boxes.
Yeah.
And
he was going nuts on GRs.
No, yes.
Just
GRs. Yeah.
So after the Kith shoes came out, they were relatively easy to get. Okay. And people were buying them up for $125. I remember my crew just picking them off. Like, I bought one for my friend, and then the next release, he bought my pair for me. Like, wow. It was a weird thing. Like, it was relatively easy to get. And then Ronnie blew up slightly, and then he started just pushing out the ASICs. Sorry, started pushing out GRs, July 3s, and they were selling like so quick. What is it? Captain? Is it Captain Blue or no? Frick! What's it called?
There's the Captain Blue ones. No. Anyway,
it's a wrong.
Forget the name. But that colorway is sick.
Yeah.
And not only that there was Ubik, there's Saint Alfred.
Yes.
There's Saint Alfred. Concepts. Is it Concepts? Yeah. There's so many.
Other stars so started doing collabs with the Gel Light 3 silhouette, and the color blocking you do on this shoe is
next level.
Great. Yeah. It's freaking great. So, and the quality, that's the awesome part of these shoes. They were like still relatively cheap. Inexpensive. But the quality is like super high. Because you slap some suede on it and money.
Maui.
You put leather on it, it looks great.
Oui.
And not just the Gel Light 3. Like Gel Light 5.
Well, Gel Light 5 came out 3-4 years ago. After. Yeah.
So I'll look it up. I'll try to find a video.
When your video popped up, I think it was right when it was pumping. Like everything. Like seriously, I had notifications turned on for... What store was that? The store in Boston.
A Bodega?
No.
Dang. Concept?
No.
Wasn't Bodega?
No. You know, we used to order off of it. Dang. Sorry, guys. Anyways. And they would just launch a shoe, and it was just easy pickup, man. $125.
Click, click.
Yeah, super fast.
Nice.
And you get the colors that you wanted and stuff like that. And
I'll try and find the video. I'll send it to you guys. It was so cool. Like there was a navy blue with some like light purple, white and gray colors. Like that's just in my head. I don't know if I'm like dreaming about this, but I remember thinking like, wow, this shoe's so cool. And this is just when I was like starting to get into runners. So yeah, it's just like a clear like sneaker memory in my head. Anyways,
cool.
Yeah, so man. Good ASICs. Very cool.
Oh yeah, they make some good.
Even the GT stuff. Cool, I love it.
GT Cool,
I like it.
So simple. I'm a little bit less, but the also what's that? The gel lights, the gel sight, or something.
I don't know.
They all look good. Yeah. And awesome. Of course,
so many good collabs. Even extra butter.
Yeah. But if anyone wants, they can hit up our boy Calby. He recently posted like a
pile shot
of Gel Light 5s.
Just money.
Crazy.
The colorways.
So just good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Calby. You can get him on Instagram at justcalby. Go check it out. Alex, what did you wear on feet today?
This week is a special week at the store because we... my team and myself all received a pair of Campus.
Very cool.
Adidas Campus.
Thought you were going to say Zebras.
Nope. Never happening. So we need to wear that as a uniform. So my sneaker rotation for this week is a bit kind of recurrent, if I could say.
Okay.
So myself, I picked up the gray colorway with white sole and white stripes. I personally am a big fan of the Campus. The skate in, the just walk, b-boy, whatever. I really love the Campus. It's a really cool execution. The way they came back, they brought back some really cool colors. So I'm wearing Campus all week, but I also split my day because I got a delivery of the restock of the Kanye West Power Phase Yeezy shoe. Yeah, finally came in. Got a really cool assist from a really cool person. So thank you to you if you're listening to the podcast. If you don't, you should start listening to the podcast because we're awesome. But yeah, so I wore the Yeezy Power Phase today. It was really, really surprising sneaker. It's really, I love it. I could tell you guys more about it if you want to learn more about it. But like, I really, really enjoyed wearing it. Definitely a low-key neck breaker.
Yeah. Like,
it's a really fun shoe to wear. Super soft. The leather is like
crazy,
extremely thin but so soft. Like the second you put it on, the toe cap creases. Like there, you know, like that's, it's like gangster soft. It was like really good. The details are nice. It drove some tons of attention. So yeah,
I'm sure
it's good. Yeah, it's good.
People walking in the store going like, "What are those?"
Yeah, especially when you're waiting for the Yeezy raffle, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't even think about that. Everyone just drooling, I'm sure.
No, just everyone, like, you know, like, just
respect. Give it quick turn, like, and then and they like, don't want to get caught looking.
Yeah, and then they're like, oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's fun. It got me into some cool conversations with people. And, it's just a cool shoe, simple, and I'm happy, man.
What I like about the shoe, the Calabasas shoe, and the whole line of clothing is it's a clear promotion of a lifestyle. Like when
nothing
I,
else than that, yeah.
Right. When I think of just the word Calabasas, it makes me think of just freaking lounging.
Yeah.
Putting on
this shoe. Will also have so many different opportunities in terms of fits. Like I'll be able to wear this thing with everything.
Yep.
And it's just funny that this shoe came in my rotation at the same time as the Campus, because Campus is a super flat, simple shoe to wear.
Mm-hmm.
And this week, no runner, just like another flat, simple shoe.
Yeah,
it's fun, man. It's fun to go back to like those more really simple silhouettes.
Switch it up a bit,
you know.
Very cool.
I'll go back to my runners as of Sunday, but until Friday, Campus. Yeah, it's the deadline.
Cool.
So today I kind of broke the rules that my staff Alex, why aren't you wearing your Campus? Because I'm like, I have
Power Phase
now.
I'm gonna wear them,
and that's it. And they're like, okay,
I'm gonna break some necks.
That's awesome.
But like, it's how many hours did you have the Power Phase on? While you were
maximum
working.
Four.
Yeah,
max four out of
really? Okay, yeah,
four. VNDS.
No, those are gonna get this
right now. I think.
Yeah. So we did. I went to hang out with Alex a bit after work at his store. After my work, I went to his store to hang out a bit, and then we decided to just grab a coffee and just take a couple of shots. And yeah, it's pictures. It's an extremely fun shoe to shoot.
Yeah, because this is just so simple. It kind of breaks your head. You're like, wait, do I keep it simple?
Yeah.
Or do you try to like
lifestyle?
Yeah,
like a total lifestyle.
Yeah, shot. Yeah. So yeah, I'm super happy, man. It's like kind of an unexpected addition to my rotation, but also makes so much sense
for you.
Yeah,
for does the Power Phase fit in Alex's collection when you look, you think of Alex?
Well, maybe not when people think of Alex, because their ideal of Alex is like what they see on my Instagram when I talk about either my Yeezys or my AQT or my ZX, you know. But then if you actually step into my sneaker room, you know that there's like a ton of like...
So much variety.
Yeah, Campus and Superstars and Gazelles and Stan Smiths and blah, 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 blah. So like, it fits somewhere in there, you know? And also, really, really, really closes the bridge between like the classics and the flat soles and all that's like...
Hype beast.
Yeah, hype. So it transitions really well into the hype stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Yeah, so... I figure your like your Stans, your even your Gazelles and Campus and your Superstars kind of go. They're still standards for like style wise and stuff like that. I look at the Power Phase and I look at it as this is like a functional shoe.
Totally.
Like it doesn't say, "Hey, look at me." It's like yo, that shoe was meant to be worn for someone's work or something.
Yeah.
Because of the shape, and it looks dirty, and like the way the sole's cut and everything. And like you see the way the Stan Smith, like the sole is all flat and all, right? But this Powerface has like,
it has like a kind of a split, split outsole. Yeah,
seems like it was made for something specific.
Ping pong, straight up.
Yeah, pew, pew, pew. A racket sport.
Yeah,
and
I should look it up. Actually, I know there's like, I've seen some people posting some like old ad like
with
of the Powerface. I should just look it up. I was just lazy, I guess. But yeah, I should definitely look it up. I think there's some cool. There's definitely some cool stuff to find out about this shoe.
Yeah, I don't think it. I don't see it as part of the Alex image, but I'm definitely. I can definitely see how it fits, not in your collection part of your whole portfolio, but more in your style.
I feel a trade coming.
I've been following all the NBA trade season, so I'm setting him up. Hold up.
Yeah.
Hold up.
Jeez. Oh, that's great. Make it happen.
Yeah, I totally don't see it on your feed anymore, Alex.
Now.
Oh, maybe wait, on some wide Asian feet, it would look better.
Mike, what are you wearing?
I'm wearing a pair of Air Max 1s, the green pair from the Mercurial pack. One of four. Not one of four pairs, but there's four in the pack.
Anyways. It's a
very lime green,
lime apple green, apple green. No, limer than.
I could see like a green apple, maybe a little bit lighter, maybe a little bit more fluorescent.
What was the idea behind the hatback?
It's like a soccer shoe, right?
Soccer. Okay.
The Mercurial. So it's got the material that like a soccer shoe is made out of.
Okay.
Which is really cool.
Slightly glossy, slightly reflective.
Nice.
Very cool.
Bit of a grip.
No.
No grip.
The whole pack was really sick, though.
Yeah.
Like, all the colors are very vibrant.
Okay.
Like, purple, orange,
yellow.
This green, yellow.
There's, like, the Volt, Voltish.
Sick.
So, yeah.
Maybe not Volt.
Nike soccer line has, they have a lot of Mercurial integrated into the name of it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
To promote speed, I assume.
Nice.
Yes. Well, why,
you were walking faster.
Why did you pick this particular color out of the
today?
Pack? No, out of when you were buying it.
So what happened was I bought one pair. I found it at an outlet, and I found the yellow pair. I thought it was sick. I love the colorway. I love how the inside was green. I loved how the colors meshed together. And it also came with yellow laces. So it was really, really flashy.
Oh, super vibrant.
So yeah. I did the same thing. I went to an outlet.
Yeah.
I copped that pair.
Mm-hmm.
It was all because of the fucking price.
Yeah.
I fucking sold them.
I think I got a really good deal on them. So I was trying to track down, once I found out that it came in a pack after I got it home, I contacted my friend at Nike, and she kind of tracked down where the other pairs were. So she found two pairs, I think, and then another pair actually came to the outlet. She told me about it, and I went and grabbed it.
So you have the full pack?
I have the full pack.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I have all four.
Sick.
So one came from Seattle, and I think the other one came from Portland.
It's four pairs, right?
Yeah, four pairs. So
green, purple, yellow,
orange,
silver. Yeah, silver and the green.
Yeah.
But lace swapping them. I'm doing a little lace swap right now. I have some flat white and gray 3M laces in them from Rope Lace Supply.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's what I liked about it. It's interesting. But yeah, really cool. Chris, what did you wear on feet?
I wore two pairs of sneakers today. Ooh. I wore some triple white Ultra Boost because I knew I was going to go to the Adidas store to sign up for the raffle. And and then I'm wearing all gray today. Gray pants and like a heather gray t-shirt.
50 Shades of Chris.
Yeah. And I figured that white would be a nice contrast, you know, like a difference of colors. And but in my backpack, I did have a pair of Flyknit racers, multicolor,
Ooh.
The V2.
They're so dope, man.
They're very dope. And for anyone that's like out there hunting for some racers,
it's time.
Chloe just told me, dropped the bomb. He's like, yo, they're like 140 on Nike.
Small size.
Nike Canada.
My size.
No, no, they have
Some big sizes. Size 11.
Depends on the color, but they have sizes. 140, that's pretty good.
Great free deal shipping. For a racer.
I'm like, it's over my budget. But
ideally, they're like,
I want those fucking olive ones.
What's your break point? 115? So the regular price on this racer in Canada is 200.
Mm-hmm. 200? Maybe it was 110 plus tax.
Yeah.
Now it's 140 plus tax.
How many times are you going to wear it?
If
the olives?
Yeah.
I'll wear them.
Yeah.
So I'm olive between boys. The olives or actually I should get both. I should get the black and olive.
The black all black, nice. Triple black or the olive. I'd say olive first. Triple black is easier to find.
If I'm going to do it, I'm going to do both.
Okay then.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Low-key baller.
If I was you.
Yeah. I wonder if I
if there was an olive, I'd be on it. Like on it. Like I want to be on it. And and then tonight I wore some Carhu.
They're so nice.
Because
it's a Yeezy.
I saw Alex wearing his power face. And I was like, I kind of want to play too. I love Kanye.
And then so after the pod, you'll wear your Calabasas.
I don't have Calabasas.
You mean Alex's Calabasas?
What? Yeah.
So
no. I wear some Yeezys to a dance show for my school dance.
Which ones?
That I teach at. I wear some Zebras. And after the show, we went for a beer, whatever. And then, like, the regular humans that just love sneakers for, like, wearing every day, you know? Like,
yeah.
Just, they're like, why do you wear your laces like that? And I was so blunt. I was like, listen, that's the way Kanye West wears them, and I'm completely influenced by the way he wears them. So, like,
unlaced,
okay, like okay. Major unlaced, you know? And I'm like, I absolutely just wear them like that because Kanye wears them like that. And they're like, okay, that's weird. I'm like, yep. And I just assume this style so much. And now that, like, this bad, then now, like, whenever, like, I lace, like, a lace for real, a Yeezy, I'm like, this doesn't make sense.
Yeah. What do you mean? Tying it up?
Yeah. Doesn't make sense anymore.
Well, technically, you could just not put laces on it.
No. I did it. It looks like a dead shark.
Oh.
Ugly, man.
Must look like a Vapor Max with no laces.
I don't know what that looks
like. This must not be looking good.
I'll look it up.
It's on Instagram. I'm not feeling it.
Okay. No?
No, but not really.
Vapor Max, no lace?
But you know what? It's what we sneaker people do, get influenced by whatever, and then either mimic it or twist it slightly to look to represent us.
Yeah.
But like the people that aren't into sneakers will either get influenced by what car they buy.
Right. You know? Yeah.
What?
Judge
like
me.
No, I mean like you don't have to feel like self-conscious about the way you do.
No. It's all, you know, like I. Today, so today is the raffle, the first raffle day for my store. We're Tuesday, the 20th. It's super crazy at the store all day. Big line going down the block. It's like stupid ridiculous. And I'm just staying outside. I'm standing outside talking to my security guard and like, you know, just like looking at the line, making social, whatever. And then there's like these two random like businessmen that walk by and they're just like, are you working here? I'm like, yeah. What is this for?
Mm-hmm.
And I take the time to explain them.
Yeah,
we have a shoe releasing this weekend. We're actually running a contest for giving the people a chance to purchase the shoe, and they started laughing. Like
they don't get it.
Nope, they don't get it. My first reaction was like, first of all, I let them go. I was like, I'm not giving more of my
your
time to you guys. Yeah, but I let them go, and in my head, I was like, you ignorance. But then I was like, yeah, it's kind of stupid. But then I was like, is it worth it to try to explain to those people what's going on? Or is just like, let them make fun of it because anyway, the shoe is sold already type of deal. But
no,
it was just like,
it's
such a funny concept.
It is.
Like,
from the
like,
outside.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm.
yeah.
Like I called my dad. My dad works around the environment of the city of Montreal.
Okay.
and I'm trying to rent some concert fences to control the line. So I ask him for advice, and he's like, what kind of a crowd do you want to control? And I'm like, Dad, those people are waiting outside. They go down to the block, you know, like I want to. And my dad's like, what? They're waiting to sign up for a contest to purchase a shoe.
Yeah.
It's $300 plus tax. If they win, I'm like, basically. And he was like, wow.
Yeah.
It blows people's mind. Yeah. And remember I remember some people telling me about the first raffles for the 750 degrees.
Okay.
Apparently the participation rate for that was like super low because people didn't really get the raffle thing yet. Which is like now raffles are like
common sense.
Yeah, every 2 weeks there's a raffle, you go line up, it's
People know it's going to be long regardless of which shoe it is or where it is.
Crazy,
yeah? Yeah. And it's
part of the world.
You're saying
it now is. Yeah.
The view from outside, it is weird. If you can separate yourself from being a sneakerhead for just a moment and then look at look at our whole community, what we do. And we're like, yeah, it is out of the ordinary. But it's like
it is part of like today's culture, I guess.
Totally. And it's do you feel ashamed of what you're doing in front of others, or do you feel like you feel like spiteful, like these guys can go fuck themselves, like making fun of us, but they don't know the truth or whatever?
No.
Or do you feel like, well, it's just more happiness for me that you're not part of this. Like, you don't want to get into this world. It just allows me more room to do what I want to do and do what I love.
Yeah.
So, you know, come join in if you want to join in. The water's excellent. Yeah. But if you don't feel like it, then that's fine with me too. Because do you sometimes feel lucky doing this? You know, buying sneakers, knowing what you love so much. I mean, there's people out there. Can you imagine a non-sneakerhead not knowing what makes them happy? Like, it's possible that some people are out there and they're like, I'm looking for that something. I'm looking for something that makes me happy. I'm looking for something that makes me want to get up in the morning, that wants to make me like run out of my house to like see what's up, get excited about something. Look forward to next month or next week. They're looking for that something, but we all know what it is for us, right? Like that we don't have that little space in our life where we don't know where to go. Like, we know exactly where, we know exactly when, we know exactly what we need to do, and it's totally up to us. Like, do you want to get in line for a raffle? Yeah, get in line for a raffle. You don't want to get in line for a raffle? Don't get in line for a raffle.
Yeah.
You want to look at pictures? You want to take photos of pictures? You want to hunt? You know, we know what's happiness for us. Yeah. I think that, to me, is just fucking excellent. Yeah.
Dog's freaking out over there.
Good boy.
Yeah, he wants to get in on this conversation. He's like, yeah, I love raffles.
Wants to get in the raffle, too.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, can I sign up my dog?
Skip.
Just give me an extra chance. Has anyone ever asked you that?
Yes, actually. What's his name? Prince Wallach.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
At Off Air.
Shout out to Amir.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was crazy.
Hey, guys. Before we get into whatever we have planned today, I have to say that I was a bit bored listening to last week's podcast.
Okay.
Like, completely bored.
Agreed.
And I want to apologize to our listeners that probably didn't make it past the 22 minutes, 30 seconds cut, because I had to stop. We were dragging the conversation. I don't feel it was representing the best of us. So in my name, I don't know if you guys feel the same, but in my name, I want to apologize for our listeners.
You can apologize for all of us. I think we all feel the same.
We all kind of feel the same.
I think
way.
we strive to get better. I called Chris after. I was like, "Yo, this episode sucks, dog."
And at the same, I'm telling you, at exactly the same moment, we were texting each other a message, and I wrote, "We are dragging a bit," and you wrote, "We're slow and it's long." And the message came in at the same time on each of our phones, and we're like, "Yes."
You know, like, it's you, sometimes like, you know, like we're trying to do our best. We're trying to just like be, like, I think we're trying to be like the best of our representation as possible. At some point, I'm like, yo, like, I can't listen to it anymore because, like, I couldn't get myself excited about this episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I spoke to Chris, I did my thing, and then I got back in the car, and I told my girl, I'm like, okay, like, let me, like, can I listen to the rest of the episode? And you know why? Well, she destroyed me. She's like, Alex, if it's boring for you, how boring do you think it will be for me?
Yeah,
and I was like, whoa, shit. I was like, that's 22 good. Brutal minutes. I was like, okay. So then I took the time to listen to it on my own. I enjoyed the rest of the episode, to be honest. Like when we got into like the rest of the conversation, I loved it. But yeah, just want to apologize to listeners that didn't get to listen to all of it because you guys didn't get to that through the dragging part. And I'm not trying to catch anyone off guard on the mic. I just that's something that I needed to put on the mic now.
That's good.
It. Yeah.
I think it's although we've gone through a full year of doing this and we're at episode, what, 50? Like in reality, it's episode 40 something.
We're close to 50, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's still new.
Yeah.
Right? Do you guys still feel it's kind of a new process? Like this is not a normal thing to do.
No, but I like how we change things up a lot. And we're still trying to find what best works for us, you know, and what best works for you guys,
yeah,
the listeners.
Like we've made some mistakes.
Yeah,
we've
we're trying to figure stuff out.
Yeah.
We want to give you the best, so it's going to take some trial and error, especially when we started this thing from nothing.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
I was talking to Alex about this, and I'm like, Do you know why I like hanging with Calby so much? And by hanging, I mean like
texting
or whatever. Is that we're never happy. We're never happy with our product. Like he's never happy with his photos, although they are like killer. And I'm never happy with my photos. I'm seldom happy about what we do on the podcast, and not because I'm just shitting on ourselves, but like if I'm totally happy about it, then I'll get complacent and I'll stop wanting to make it better. And I don't want that. The day that becomes like routine to us and super fucking easy.
I sign off.
Yeah.
I sign off.
You won't get a notice from us. We're just like
gone.
Yeah. So
Alex has decided to move on to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you guys hung in the full 1 hour and 40 minutes last week.
It was a long one.
Kudos to you.
Yeah.
Because even I checked off for a bit. But thanks for the support. We hope that you enjoy these following podcasts a bit more.
Yeah.
And, we're glad that you can also be honest with us.
Yeah.
We've gotten some comments sometimes from listeners saying, I feel that you guys were forcing it on some points, or like you guys were trying to create a conversation that wasn't there. And we appreciate that because like, I think we all right now sitting at this table do listen to the pod over and we do take notes of what we can improve. And if you guys heard it, we most likely heard it too.
Mm-hmm.
So
Yeah,
if you guys want to drop us some feedback,
yeah,
totally open.
Yeah, you want to send any positive comments, any negative comments, you could DM to @cherry.graywall. I'm kidding.
Amazing.
Yeah. But so, I'm not. Anyway, so if you want to send us anything, you want to comment on anything, hit us up on Instagram @sneakerpodcast and let us know. Plus, going an hour and 40 minutes is a lot. You know,
yeah, we started late too last week.
Well, yeah, we did
start a long day.
For a podcast, 140 is fine. It depends on what the content is. Like if we were rolling, if it was like good shit the whole time, then yeah, no problem. Mm-hmm. Go 2 hours,
mm-hmm.
But
which we've done before.
But yeah. You know, meh. Anyways, let's move on and move away from last week.
And we're going to jump straight into next week. Next week, we're going to end the podcast right now. We're going to keep it nice and short and sweet. But remember, download us on iTunes, download us on Google Play. We're on Podbean too. Subscribe, rate, comment, hit us up on Instagram at the Sneaker Podcast, on Twitter at the Sneaker Pod. Before we go, Chris, where can people find you on Instagram?
At Christopher.2.
And Chloe, where can people find you?
At Chlorel.
And Alex, where can people find you?
At Suji Cypher Sons.
Make sure you follow our girl Cherry Graywall at Cherry.Graywall, and you can get me on Instagram at On Air with Mike D. Until then, have a great night. Have a great day. Keep them laced. Later.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace.